A federal court in Mississippi yesterday sentenced Joshua Vallum to 49 years in prison for the murder of Mercedes Williamson, a transgender woman.
This is the first case prosecuted under the Hate Crimes Prevention Act that involves a victim targeted because of their gender identity. Phyllis Gerstenfeld is a professor of criminal justice at California State University Stanislaus.
Under the federal definition, a hate crime is a criminal act that is motivated, at least in part, by the victim's race, religion, national origin, gender identity, or sexual orientation.
She says prosecuting any sort of hate crime is difficult, let alone one involving gender identity.
You have to prove the offender's motive, and proving motive is a really difficult thing. Motive is often very subjective, so prosecutors often just don't want to touch it at all.
But in Mississippi, prosecutors got lucky. Vallum had had a relationship with Williamson, and he admitted that he killed her to keep his fellow gang members from finding out about it.
Professor Gerstenfeld says that violence against transgender people is one of the more common hate crimes.
So a prosecution like this can set a good example. It might give prosecutors the confidence to go forward with these cases.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has released a statement applauding the result of the case. He said the sentencing, quote, reflects the importance of holding individuals accountable when they commit violent acts against transgender individuals.
He also said the Justice Department will continue its efforts to, quote, vindicate the rights of those individuals who are affected by bias-motivated crimes. Some transgender activists say that isn't enough.
Bringing federal prosecutions and seeking long federal prison sentences was never the primary purpose of the Hate Crimes Prevention Act.
That's Harper Jean Tobin, policy director for the National Center for Transgender Equality. She says the law also calls for building trust between targeted communities and law enforcement, as well as training police on how to help transgender victims of hate crimes.
Preventing and addressing violence is a very complex problem that really involves changing our culture and dismantling the terrible stigma that transgender people face.
And Tobin says she's still waiting to see that from this administration.